share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Previously, we reported on the food delivery blackout happening throughout the whole day yesterday, the 5th of August 2022, organized by e-hailing delivery riders as a sign of protest against the alleged unfair payment schemes recently implemented by e-hailing platforms. Now, it looks like even Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub has taken notice of the matter, whereby he has instructed two ministers to meet with representatives of e-hailing associations to discuss the issues faced by them. As reported by Bernama, the Prime Minister's political secretary, Kahizilnizam Muhammad Zuddin, revealed that Ismail Sabri has instructed Transport Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Wika Siong as well as Human Resources Minister Datuk Seri Saravanan Murugan to meet with e-hailing riders and drivers associations. Accordingly, the meeting with the Transport Minister will be held on Monday, the 8th of August 2022, in Putrajaya, while the meeting with the Human Resources Minister will be arranged soon. Kaizilnizam was speaking to reporters after meeting with the representatives himself at a restaurant in Jalan Ampang yesterday. The two associations are Grab Driver Malaysia Association as well as the Persachan Pengantar P Hailing Malaysia. On the instructions by Prime Minister, Kaizilnizam asserted, I have been instructed by the Prime Minister to meet with P Hailing riders and E Hailing drivers to listen to the problems faced by them. The Prime Minister is very concerned about the problems faced by P-hailing riders and E-hailing drivers. He further stressed that the government is always listening to the problems faced by each member of Keluarga Malaysia. So, what do you guys think of the whole situation? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, here's what you need to know about the food delivery blackout happening today. Source: Bernama. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.